What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I have, you know, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about rock bottom for a narcissist, what it might look like, how do narcissists get there, my own personal rock bottom story and whatnot. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out the self-love brand, the new available from the self-love brand, Impact Over Intent. This is the blue version. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do, Impact Over Intent. But yeah, y'all, so let me put this back on real quick. But rock bottom. So I did a video a couple years ago when I first got started on YouTube about my rock bottom. But 2 years later, my thoughts have changed on rock bottom, y'all. Because let me go ahead and preface this, y'all. Not everybody has a rock bottom. Not every narcissist or toxic person has a rock bottom. The only way I got through therapy is because I hit rock bottom.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I know a lot of people, when you hear rock bottom, you think of like this one cataclysmic event in somebody's life or somebody's journey where they just like the ground just drops off from underneath them and swallows them up and they just finally hit the bottom. Like there's no further you can go. They lose everything. They, you know, all this stuff happens. But like to me, in my mind, on my own personal rock bottom journey, I hit, there's more than, and like I said, y'all, there's not just one singular rock bottom. I hit physical rock bottom. I was overweight. I hit financial rock bottom. I was broke. I hit emotional rock bottom. I was undiagnosed. I was struggling with my mental health. And I hit like mental rock bottom. All of it was gone, y'all. I hit so many different rock bottoms like at the same time. It wasn't just one cataclysmic event. I hit familial rock bottom. My family, my wife left. Marriage rock bottom. Like, y'all, I had so many rock bottoms in my life at the same time. It was like a perfect storm of rock bottoms. It wasn't just one thing. It was a lot of different things. All of it was gone. No, my life was nowhere where it needed to be. And then, like, it's like a yellow brick road of rock bottoms. Like, you're walking down this path through the woods. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You're lost because I was lost in my life. I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be successful. I had the delusions of grandeur, right? I knew I wanted that part. But then, like, it's kind of like you start running through the woods. Like, you know how you go into the, like, let's say you go to a dark room. Or this is good right here. Let's say you're in a room, right? And you cut the lights off and you're scared of the dark, so you take off running. Remember when you were a kid? You was like, okay, I gotta turn the lights off in the kitchen, but I gotta run through the kitchen in the dark. So you turn the light off, you take off running, and you can't really see. You might bump into something. That's how it is with rock bottom with narcissistic people. We turn the lights off in our life. We turn the lights off on our mental health, our physical health, our financial health, our, you know, all different types of things. We turn it off and we just start running through the darkness. And guess what happens? We start running down this pathway of darkness, not knowing what we're doing, not knowing what we're looking for. And then the ground drops off from underneath us. It's a pathway. You get lost on several different pathways. Physical rock bottom. It all happens. For me, it all happens at the same time. It's like my reality has split into 3-4 different things. And I fell off. I came to the end of the road and fell off the cliff because I was running in the darkness. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I was doing. So I fell off multiple cliffs at the same time. If that makes sense. And then I hit rock bottom at the same time. All of it had to happen at once. And I've been feeling like this way for a very long time. And yeah, my wife left, and that was the final rock bottom I hit. My wife left, took my youngest son, and she bounced. She was gone. This is the first time she left. And on the way out the door, she called me a narcissist. She's like, "It's so damn hard. I'm tired of being here. I'm leaving. It's so damn hard to live with a narcissist." And of course, I called her a narcissist back, and then she left. And I got angry and looked up the word narcissist. I was in the house by myself with just my dog, with Lala. And me and Lala have been through a lot. she's the road. That's literally my road dog. But she left, and I was like in the house by myself, angry, y'all. Just angry and stupid. And I was like, why the hell she called me a narcissist? So I looked it up. And it made sense as to why I've been feeling this weird way my whole life. Why I've been feeling like an alien amongst human beings my whole life. Why I never felt like I felt in. Like, never felt like I fit in. You see what I'm saying? All this stuff had to happen at once at the same time. Ah, boom, rock bottom. No, I had no one else to blame. I had to, everybody else was gone, y'all. The only person I had to blame was myself because I hit so many rock bottoms at the same time. I can't blame 65 other people. It's on me now. So for that narcissistic person in your life, I know people are like, well, Lee, how do I make my narcissist? You can't make somebody hit rock bottom, y'all. You can't make it because so many narcissistic people don't have a rock bottom. And for those who are close to hitting it, so many people are there to enable their behaviors or to pick them up or to catch them right before they can hit it. There's so many people to enable the behaviors, to forgive them from BS over and over and over and over again, to keep them from hitting rock bottom, to keep them from getting the necessary pain in their life to make change. Rock bottom is pain. Rock bottom is suffering. Rock bottom is not having nowhere else to go. You can't go any further down. There's only up. You can only go up. Or the only way you can get up is to turn the light back on in your life and find a pathway. Find a pathway to healing. I had to find a pathway to healing, y'all. Whew, I feel like I'm getting emotional. Shake it off. Shake it off. I had to find a pathway to healing. Seriously. So many narcissistic people, toxic people, people who are struggling with their mental health can't hit rock bottom because there's always somebody there to catch them, to stop them from hitting it. I'll help you. Let me fix you. Your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife leaves you. There's always somebody else to, oh, you got your heart broken by your ex? I got you. There's always somebody else to love bomb. There's always somebody else to look to help me blame other people. My wife left. I was in a room by myself. And there was nobody else. Who gonna want an overweight, broke, just broke, sad-ass sack of human being? Like, man, y'all, I had turned the lights off in my life, and I hit rock bottom. But so many people can't get to it. So many people don't have a rock bottom because they always have somebody else to blame. It seems like they're falling to their rock bottom, but they're just hitting ledges. They hit a ledge. You see what I'm saying? You know how you fall down the side of a cliff, and there's like this random ledge there? Narcissistic person be like, oh, I lost my job because I was sleeping with my coworker. Boop. Is this rock bottom? No. My partner took me back, so I didn't get a chance to hit rock bottom. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my mom let me move in with him and not pay any bills, so I don't have to. There's no rock bottom. I get a chance to get back on my feet. Oh, everybody likes me anyway. No matter how bad I treated my partner, no matter how many times I lost my job or hurt people, everybody still likes me and supports me. People still believe me. Y'all, you can't. There's so many flying monkeys and so many blind supporters of narcissistic people. It's damn near impossible for people to have a rock bottom. You know, it's like they look, instead of hitting rock bottom, it's like some narcissistic people have so many fly monkeys and blind supporters. It's like instead of hitting rock bottom, they crowd surf.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You know, I mean, like at rock concerts or just concerts in general, when the performer jumps into the crowd and the people catch him, that's how it is sometimes. Like, the narcissist is like, yeah, I'm going to hit rock bottom. And then people catch him and pass him around the crowd. And they put them back on the stage, and they go right back to living the life they were. they jump into the crowd, crowd surf, and come back and go back to living life the way they were. That's a perfect example of narcissistic people and their enablers. They refuse. They won't let them hit the rock bottom. They won't let them get to the point where they can make necessary changes. You see what I'm saying? It's a mind thing, y'all. It's a mental thing. It's mental. It's mental. Mental illness. Yeah, because rock bottom looks different to everybody, y'all. It's like I said, some people don't have a rock bottom, and some people can't hit it because there's always somebody there. But Lee, what if I leave and they don't hit rock bottom? What if I leave and they find somebody else? Y'all, they might find somebody else. That's the risk you have to take. And if they find somebody else and they don't want to work on themselves, they don't have a rock bottom. So you want to go back into that? You want to go back into your suffering because you can't make somebody else hit rock bottom, y'all. I don't think my wife's goal when she left wasn't for me to hit rock bottom. She was leaving so she can climb out the cavern with me. You said she was in the cavern with me. She was in the precipice with me. She was in the crevasse with me. And she leaving, she decided to climb out. She's like, I'm tired of being in the dark. She decided to take my son to climb towards the light. But Lee, she came back. I went to therapy. I've been in therapy for 6 years. Do y'all see that? She didn't find me. Look, she didn't help me get out of rock bottom. She didn't find me a therapist. She didn't make me go to therapy. She didn't do any of that. She didn't pay for it. She didn't do any of that. Y'all got to go out here and find your personal therapist. You got to make sure they go. You got to make sure they're on the Zoom call. What the hell is that? Y'all know that's not rock bottom. That's crowd surfing. If you got to find them a therapist, if you got to find them a counselor, you got to find them an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, you got to find all this stuff, that's not rock bottom. That's crowd surfing. You're crowd surfing with a crowd of one. You imagine you lifting a heavy ass narcissistic person up like, I'm going to find you a therapist and back to living life the way you want to live it. You see what I'm saying? No, stop letting them crowd surf and let them hit. Look, yo, sometimes you have to remove yourself. Right before they hit, imagine a narcissistic person tumbling down the side of the cliff. They're finally hit towards rock bottom. And instead of hitting rock bottom, they land on top of you at the bottom of the cavern because you're there with them. You don't want to leave their side because you're going to support them through everything. A lot of times you support a narcissist, you end up enabling their behaviors. You're not helping them, you're enabling them. That's what happens sometimes. In the mind of a narcissist, you're not helping me, you're enabling me. You want me to continue. You accept me for who I am and where I am. You don't want me to change. You don't need me to change. You want me to be right here where I'm at right now because you accept me for who I am. You love me so much, you're not going to leave me regardless. If you're not going to leave me regardless, why the hell would I change anything up? If you're not going to leave me regardless, why in the hell would I change anything up? Why do I put any effort, time, effort, energy? Because Lee, what about love? Love, love, love. Y'all mentioned love one more goddamn time. Love is not enough. It just ain't. It's not. But Lee, what about the they don't love me enough to go get help. They don't love themselves enough to go get help. Stop putting it on you. Why do I keep trying to put it onto you? It's not on you. You can love them till you die. They don't love themselves. We don't love ourselves enough. That's the thing. You can't help me love me. You can't help me love me. I gotta take the initiative. I gotta get tired of suffering on my own and take the necessary steps because rock bottom, if there's no rock bottom, if I can't hit it. But Lee, I don't want to leave and give up. You're not leaving and giving up. You can stay and suffer. You can suffer at the rock bottom with them, or you can help them crowd surf for the rest of their life. When you're helping them crowd surf, just understand the fact that you're lifting them up while you can't lift them up without putting yourself down. You can't do that. You can't lift a toxic, narcissistic person up and not put yourself down. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Whenever you've seen a human pick another human being up and float with and fly with them, other than TV show, other than Superman. Superman's not a human. He's a Kryptonian. You see what I'm saying? Without assistance or a suit, a jetpack. It's a wild, wild dynamic, y'all. It is a wild world. It's a wild space to be in. When you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all, it just is. Now, like I said, I want so many people to heal. I want so many people to grow. I want so many people to experience fulfillment in life, not just the survivors and thrivers. I want the narcissistic person to do it, but they have to want to do it on their own, y'all. And sometimes there is no rock bottom. Sometimes there's no hope. Let's be real. Sometimes some people don't have hope, and it has less to do with you than you think. So many people try to put it on themselves. But they don't want to get help because of me. No, why are you trying to point the finger at yourself? I know why, because the narcissist has conditioned you that everything is your fault. But it's not your fault, y'all. It's not. Goodness gracious, y'all. It is absolutely 100% not your fault in these relationship spaces, in these relationship dynamics. You have to empower yourself. Like, seriously, truly. You have to. That's the mindset. That's the mental stuff. You have to empower you. Because who else is going to empower you, y'all? This is your journey. This is your healing journey. Rock bottom hurts though, y'all. I got to the point where I had nowhere to go but up, and up was therapy. And I've been in there. I had to commit. Every time I go to therapy, I'm climbing up a little higher. That's how I look at it, y'all. That's how I've reframed my mindset. Because when I go to therapy, it's me climbing out of the rock bottom. I'm still in the cave, y'all. I'm not out of the cave. People that think, you see me where I'm at right now, you think I've climbed all the way out the top. I'm still in the cave. I'm still in the cavern right now. I'm still climbing my way up. Every therapy session is me grabbing another ledge and pulling myself up. I got to go to therapy this Thursday. Well, Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. I'm pulling myself up. But anyways, y'all, I'm out of breath. I done got heated. I hope y'all, look, if you made it this far, you have to drop a rock in the comment section. You have to drop the rock emoji in the comment section. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Stop helping them crowd surf. Please. I'm super thankful. I'm super grateful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.